You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, show number 93. Have you ever felt like, oh no, I've joined this fabulous network marketing or direct sales company, but now I find out it's saturated. Everybody is already using the products, heard of the business, or they're building the business. No, that doesn't really happen. So let's chat about that a bit in today's show. I'm going to cover why there's no such thing as saturation in network marketing with your company or with your products. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Ulmer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Well, hello and welcome to today's show. I am Jackie Ulmer and I'm thrilled to be spending a little bit of time here with you today or tonight or in the middle of the night, wherever you are. And, you know, I always love to hear from you. So if you get a moment, whether you're on your smartphone listening or where, just send me a tweet at Jackie Ulmer and just let me know where you're listening, whether you're at the gym, walking, whatever it is, I do like to hear. And if you have questions, you can ask them there too. So I am often asked about the issue of saturation, both about a company, the products, and on social media. And I think a real key piece to this is social media itself. So we'll get into that a little bit and why social media may be making you think that your company and products are saturated. So I'm going to share some thoughts on this topic. And as always, I do love answering your questions. If you want even more coaching and insights on how to deal with these types of issues, consider joining my coaching community. We cover everything A to Z on network marketing and A to Z on social media, how to set up an online marketing system so you become the hunted and not the hunter. In other words, people come to you pre-sold on network marketing and pre-sold on a business. You can learn more at jackiealmer.com/coach. So, is saturation a problem in network marketing and social media? Well, to answer this, I'm going to share a few stories and analogies. You know, the whole issue of saturation is a complete myth. It's just truly non-existent. I want you to stop and think for a minute of the household brand names that you know right now. Think of household brand names that you know, whether it's like Procter & Gamble or Coca-Cola, Budweiser, Apple, just naming some names. And then think of some household names that you know that are network marketing and direct sales companies. Those would typically tend to be companies like Avon, Amway, Mary Kay. Those three come to mind as names of products. Maybe Tupperware, that's another one. Those are like big brand name companies that almost everyone has heard of, at least. Even if they haven't been involved, they've heard of it. Now, in thinking of those household names, I want you to look around your own house, or if you're, you know, not at home, obviously you can't do that, but think about what's in your own house. And of those brand names that I named, how many products from those companies do you have in your home right now? Probably not very many. I know just of what I named. I may have something from Procter & Gamble, although very little. I don't like chemical-type products and that type thing. I don't have any Coca-Cola products in my house. I do have Apple. In fact, I'm recording this into my Mac computer. So I do have Apple. I don't have any Avon. I don't have any Amway. I don't have any Tupperware at this particular house. And I don't have any Mary Kay. But I'm aware of all of those big brand name type companies. I don't have any Budweiser here either, in case you were wondering. Anyway, so it's interesting to note that it's easy to think, wow, those companies, all of them have been around so long, they're probably saturated, whatever. But when you think about it, often what we think about in terms of saturation is the knowledge and awareness of that company in our own mind. Now, a story that I love to share is, when I shop at my local Target, or at least the one, this really is up near my Lake Arrowhead Mountain House, but when I shop at the local Target there, there is a Target, a Barnes & Noble, Pier 1. It's a shopping center. And in that particular shopping center, in the intersection right there, there are four Starbucks located within that one intersection. There's one that's located in the Target store there. There's one in the Barnes & Noble. There's a standalone Starbucks in the food court area of the shopping center. And then across the street, catty corner, where there's a Marshalls and a Joann's store, there's another standalone Starbucks. And this is in Redlands, California, with a population of somewhere around 75,000 people. So think about that, four Starbucks within that one intersection. And the interesting thing is, a few years back, you may recall that very well-known household name, Starbucks, closed quite a few stores that weren't doing so well. And you know what? Not one of the four stores in that intersection closed. They all remained open and remain open to this day. And that's because each one hits a different demographic and timing for its customers. Somebody, you know, the Target one, people don't go into Target to access the Starbucks, but Target gets enough traffic on an ongoing basis that that store survives and thrives. Barnes & Noble, same thing. And then there are enough people frequenting all the rest of the stores and the food court there in that one shopping center that the standalone Starbucks does just fine. And then across the intersection, boom, same thing. Enough traffic that goes in and out of that retail shopping center that Starbucks does quite well too. So you think about that. Now, I know back in my very first company in network marketing in Fresno, California, that has a population of somewhere, I believe, around 500,000 people, seven of the top income earners, seven of the top 20 to 30 income earners in that company all lived within a small geographic region there in Fresno. And that was back in the 90s. So think about that. So it would be easy to look at that, and it would be easy to go to a meeting and think, well, gosh, I can't get started here with this company because, look, I mean, seven of the top 25 to 30 income earners are living right here. They must have talked to everybody in that area. But that's really not the case, because we all run in different circles. We all know different people. Now, compare that to the internet. We know that over 1.5 billion people, as of this recording, are on Facebook, and over 2 billion internet users worldwide. So remember that sponsoring people into your business is based on a few key components. It's based on the timing of the prospect. Now, I always think of my own story. I could not have been less interested in network marketing when it was first presented to me. And then fast forward just 15 months later, I'm home with a new baby, and I am desperately seeking a solution, if you will. I'm desperately seeking a way that I can make sure that I can stay home, because the last thing I want to do is put that baby in daycare and have to go back to work outside of the house. So at that moment, my timing was perfect, and that's when I joined my first network marketing business. Now, another key component is you and the relationship that you have with your prospect. Now, we hear that people join people, but they also join opportunities. But the relationship that you have with your prospect is what's going to get them to be open to taking a look. And you know what? Far too people remember that when they're out online on social media. They just seem to think that social media is about spamming everyone with their opportunity, that it's just about throwing mud up against the wall and seeing what sticks. And again, that couldn't be further from the truth, because at the end of every interaction on social media is a live, breathing human being, and we perceive things online the same way that we do offline. And then another key component is the opportunity that you offer. You want to make sure that you're offering something solid, both in products and compensation plan, support, training, and so on. And there are some other factors sometimes, but these sum up the bulk of what's important and the key things that you want to focus on and keep in mind. Now, there are many ways to build a solid business, and of course, the internet is just one tool in your toolbox. So you want to make sure that you're always at least starting with letting your warm market know what you're doing. Okay, you don't have to ask them to join or buy. Just let them know, maybe present it from a product perspective, and ask them to keep you in mind if they should come across anybody who's looking for the type of products that you offer, or anyone who might be recently downsized, staying home with a new baby, whatever it is, someone who wants to earn some extra income or is ready to hang their entrepreneurial shingle and, you know, start their own business. Those would be viable candidates for you. So you want to ask them to keep you in mind. And then from there, just be aware of people and situations as you're out and about. And if the timing is right, have an idea ahead of time of what you'll say to people and what you'll give to someone that you meet so that you can contact them later. And again, see if they might be a viable candidate. You're just kind of playing detective, playing sleuth, and opening up some doors there. Offline networking groups and meetups can be a great place to connect with people, develop a relationship, and then see over time if there might be a business fit. Now, we move to the internet and social media. Again, these are great tools, and they offer a massive ocean of potential prospects for you in your business. The power in social media is that you have the ability to leverage your time and efforts in a way that stays out there. And what I mean by that is, you know, if you attend the Tuesday business meeting, speaking of Fresno, I went up to Fresno just a few weeks back and attended a local business overview. And while I didn't have a guest there, I had several new representatives there. But you know what? The whole process of attending that meeting took me 13 hours. It took me 13 hours driving up there. Had dinner with my team, went to the meeting, spent time there, went through the training, and then drove home and got caught in a traffic mess in the middle of the night, you know, at 11 o'clock at night. That's not quite the middle of the night. But the whole process took me 13 hours. It was kind of interesting because I thought about that. I thought about that 13 hours, and while it certainly wasn't a waste of time, there's nothing better than being face-to-face and bonding with your team. So I don't mean it that way at all. But I think about what I could have done with that 13 hours, how many podcasts I could have created, videos I could have created, blog posts, pieces of marketing content that I could have put out on the internet that leverages my time. So I'm not saying don't attend business meetings, but what I mean is if you attend your local business meeting, you invite a few guests, which I did invite a few guests, but timing was off for all of them and no one was able to come. That time is lost to you forever in terms of showing your business to someone else and making a connection. But like I said, if you write a valuable article about the skills needed to be successful, you create a podcast, you shoot a video, maybe about how to give an effective business overview or whatever, that content is then viewable online and it works for you out on the internet over and over again as long as it remains out there. So a viable candidate for your business can find it at any time, become interested in you, click to learn more about your business. This prospect may not have been looking for a business 6 months ago, or they might have even heard of your products or your opportunities 6 months ago, but mentally they just moved on from it because time and circumstances weren't aligned to make it a fit for them. But now that same time and those circumstances have changed, and now it's a totally different ball game. So, you know, the secret to success in sponsoring online is developing your brand or message, building relationship with others where your brand becomes obvious, not the brand of your company and those products, okay? But you put it out there in such a way that you begin to attract that target audience when the time is right for you, when the time is right for them as well. So the issue of saturation totally goes away because what may have seemed saturated for them at the time, or not even saturated, but just a closed opportunity, opens up over time. So remember also out on social media, and especially Facebook has its algorithm set up to show you what it thinks you want to see. So if you join a company and then you spend a lot of time making friends on Facebook with everybody who's already in that company, it's going to be easy to look ahead in 2 weeks and say, wow, maybe I joined the wrong opportunity. I think it's saturated. Everybody, all my friends on Facebook are already associated with this company. But remember, because of what you share and links that you have in your about page and status updates and who you make friends with and what they have in their profile and groups and pages that you might both belong to, Facebook is going to try to match up for you what it feels like you want to see and what you want to experience based on what you have tagged in there. So you want to get out of your newsfeed. You want to get out of the groups and pages that everybody who's already in your company are aligned with, because that's not going to help move you forward. That's not, you're not going to sponsor those people. They're already in your business, right? So you want to get out and find other groups, other things, other areas online that fit your perfect target audience. So you want to join those groups and forums where you can associate with those like-minded people. And then you want to attend regularly. And by attend, I mean show up in those groups on a regular basis. Share information, okay? Always be asking, what can I contribute here that's going to attract people to me? Get to know people and be genuinely interested, just like you would do offline if you attended a networking meeting, a chamber event, or something like that. And then over time, you'll begin to attract your right audience and sponsor some of those people into your business. Even though in the past, they may have already heard of your company, it's not saturated to them now. It's not saturated at all. Okay, so let's talk about some action items that you can take away. First thing you want to do is you want to make sure that you expand your contacts on social media, like I mentioned, so that you're not just friends with people already in your company. You're not going to sponsor any of those. And then do your own survey. If you're really concerned about saturation, do your own survey. Ask your friends and acquaintances, coworkers, and family even, hey, have you ever heard of XYZ company? And what do you know about them? This can be such a great way to break the ice and begin to share information about what it is that you're doing too. It really can, because it forces you into the situation. Most of the time they're going to say, nothing, I've never heard of it. What is it? And why do you ask? Or something like that. And then you can say, well, you know how I've been wanting to start my own business on the side. I did a lot of research on this company and I finally got started with them. And I'm wondering if you can take just a few minutes to watch a couple simple videos and tell me, give me your opinion and tell me who you think I should be talking to about this opportunity. Okay, it's a great way to do a survey for yourself to prove to yourself that it's not saturated. And then also it breaks the ice and makes it much more simple for you to open up the conversation to share what you're doing with them. Then develop your own way of handling this when someone says that they have heard of the company. When they say, oh yeah, I have heard of that company. You can say, wow, really? That's fantastic. Have you experienced the products already? Tell me what you know about this company. And again, another great icebreaker, another great way for you to open up that conversation and get some conversation flowing between the two of you to where you can share with them what you're up to. And then remember that every day new people turn 18, new people graduate from college. Well, maybe not every day, but every, 6 months, new people graduate from college. Every day someone new becomes a parent, someone gets downsized, and any number of things happen that are going to take people to the point of looking for a business. So it really can't be saturated, because new people are always coming into the realm of being open to the possibility of network marketing and being open to the possibility of your particular business. So now it's time for my iTunes review shout out. I want to say a special thanks to Use Your Words, Kathy Kendrick. Kathy writes, I've been listening to Jackie for about 8 months now on a regular basis. Her information is always very straightforward and relevant. I am excited that she now has regular podcasts that I can subscribe to so I don't miss a thing. Her training has helped my business so much. She's very generous with her information. Kathy, thanks so much for writing that and sharing that over on iTunes. And you have now been entered into a drawing for a free month of my coaching. If you would like to be entered in for the drawing, just go to jackieelmer.com/iTunes or jackieelmer.com/Stitcher and leave your review. And that'll put you into the drawing. And as far as announcements, it's almost ready. So watch for my Done For You blog setup and coaching that's coming the end of September, first part of October. Make sure you're on my list for updates. Go to profitinyourpjsnow.com. And I still have one or two discounted mastermind tickets available. The mastermind event is a great place for you to go and network, meet people, and really move your business forward. It is October 31st through November 2nd in Orlando, Florida. And you can just go to jackieelmer.com/contact-me. Just use the contact form and let me know. I think it's over $150 off the regular price of the tickets. You'll find show notes for this show over at JackieAlmer.com/093. And as I mentioned, I do love to hear from you. So send me a tweet at Jackie Almer. If you have a question, just add the hashtag Jackie Almer, and I track those, and then I can look for your question and make sure that it gets answered on a podcast. And again, if this has been helpful, please share it with your team, people who you know in the profession, or give me a review over on iTunes. And until next time, remember this: hesitation never cashed a check. Good luck to you in your business. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at ProfitInYourPJsNow.com. That's my nuts and bolts on how to be successful in your network marketing business. You can also get more at my blog, JackieAlmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, Facebook.com/StreetSmartWealth, and on Twitter, at Jackie Almer. See you on the next show, and have a fun, profitable week.